Blog Talk Radio.
Power.
Jesus, above all things,
be glorified. Intercede for your nation right now. Raise up the worshipers. Raise up the intercessors, Lord. Let your kingdom come. Hallelujah. Restore your glory to the churches, Lord. Raise us up for such a time as this. Thank you.
your presence.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His seed, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the Rose of Sharon. He is the Lily of the Valley. He is the Bright and Morning Star. Hallelujah. We bless His name. Hallelujah. We praise the name of Jesus. His name is highly exalted. Amen and amen. We bless God this morning. Every day. Thank you. Father, we bless you and we thank you. give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name, O God. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is to be honored and given glory above all others and above all else. We shall give unto the Lord all the glory due unto his name. And we shall bring offering and sacrifice before him of worship and praise in the beauty of holiness. The Lord is great. He is all power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in the heavens and in the earth is the Lord. He is the great King of all. He is exalted. Both riches and honor come from the Lord. He reigns over all. In his hands is all power and might. He has the power to make men great and to give strength unto all. Hallelujah. The Lord has bought us with the price of his own blood. Therefore, we shall glorify the Lord in our bodies and in our spirits, which is the Lord. In all things, in everything we do, we will give thanks unto the Lord, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Praise and honor and glory be unto the King, who is eternal, immortal, and invisible. He is the only wise God, and he deserves the honor and the glory. Jesus Christ is the King of all kings. He's the Lord of all lords. We will give continual thanksgiving and praise unto the Lord, our God, for his unspeakable gift. Hallelujah. Of Jesus Christ, our Lord. We love the Lord, our God, with all our heart, all our souls, and all our strength, and all our might. The Lord is far above all principalities, powers, might, and dominion. His name is far above every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. We give thanks always for all things unto the Lord, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is the great I am that I am, for he is everything that we need. We shall bring offerings of sacrifice and praise unto the Lord continually, and the fruit of our lips shall forever give him praise and thanksgiving. The name of the Lord is Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. There is none like the Lord in all the earth, for the Lord is great, and his name is mighty, great and mighty. Jesus, bread of life unto our souls. The mercies of the Lord never cease. Hallelujah. For they are new every morning, and renewed for us every morning. Great is the faithfulness of the Lord. Unto the Lord is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. God has highly exalted his Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and he has given him a name above every name. We will willfully and joyfully serve the Lord with gladness. We will come continually before his presence with praise, songs of worship, and thanksgiving. For the Lord, he is God. He has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. We will daily enter into the gates of the Lord with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. We will spend time each day giving thanks unto him. We will forever praise and bless the name of the Lord. The Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures forever. We will bless the Lord from the depth of our soul, and with all that is within us, we will glorify him, magnify him, give him his holy name. We will bless the Lord from the depths of our soul. We shall not forget any of his benefits. For the Lord is the one who forgives all our iniquities. He heals all our sicknesses and diseases. He saves and redeems us from every destruction and attack against our lives. He blesses us with good things, and he renews our lives, health, and strength like the eagle. from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. The name of the Lord is worthy to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory is above the heavens. The mercies of the Lord endures forever. For he alone has done great wonders. By his wisdom he made the heavens. He stretched out the earth above the waters. He made the sun to shine in the day, and he made the moon and stars to shine in the night. Our prayers shall be a sweet smelling incense before the Lord, and the lifting of our hands shall be as the evening sacrifice. We shall speak of the glory of the Lord and talk of his power forever. The kingdom of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting, and his dominion endures throughout all times and generations. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable and will never end. Many shall speak of the mighty acts of the Lord, and we shall be one, and we will be one who will always declare his greatness. In the presence of the Lord is the fullness of joy, and at his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. We will continually call upon the name of the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. For the Lord lives, and he shall live forever and ever. Blessed be our rock, and let the God of all salvation be exalted. The Lord is more desirable than fine gold, and he is sweeter than honey in the honeycomb. Goodness of the and the mercy of the Lord surely follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord and in the presence of the Lord forever. We'll give glory to the Lord that is due unto his name. We will worship him in the beauty of holiness. We'll command our soul to bless the Lord at all times. And we will command our mouths to give him praise continually. The Lord is exalted above the heavens, and his glory is exalted above the earth. We'll bless the Lord as long as we live. We'll lift up our hands unto his name. How awesome and excellent is the name of the Lord in the earth, for his glory is set above the heavens. The heavens belong to the Lord, for he has created and established them both. There is no one in the heavens that can be compared unto the Lord. Neither is there anyone among them that is like him. God is great and greatly to be revered, and revered in the assembly of the saints. There is no one who is strong like the Lord God of hosts. For his faithfulness is round about us. The Lord rules the raging sea. And when the waters rise, he commands them to be still. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, praises unto his name. For the Lord showed us his loving kindness in the morning, and he showed forth his faithfulness every evening. The Lord is great, is a great God, and he is king above all other gods. We'll continually worship, bow down, and kneel before the Lord, who is our maker. We'll declare the glory of the Lord, and we'll declare the wonders, his wonders among all people. Honor and majesty belong to the Lord. Strength and beauty in his sanctuary. We'll worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. We'll reverence him in all the earth. Jesus Christ, Alpha and Omega. He is the first and he is the last. He is the beginning and the end. He is the one who is, the one who was, and the one who is soon to come. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. We pray, amen, amen. We confess and we decree and declare the word of praises, hallelujah, and worship in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we exalt your name. Oh, Father, we praise you and we thank you in the name of Jesus. We come to thy throne of grace this morning, and, Lord, we ask you for mercy. Your mercies on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. Lord, rain down your mercy. Have mercy upon our children in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O God, upon our grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our siblings in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy upon our spouses in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O God. We repent of every sin we have committed in thought, in word, in deed. Lord, you said if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, Father, we cry out for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Release your mercy upon each and every one of us this morning. Oh, God, release your mercy, your mercy, your mercy upon our children in the name of Jesus. Your mercy upon our grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Gloria, my son, your mercy upon our spouses, O God, in the name of Jesus. Your mercy upon our siblings, your mercy upon our nieces and nephews, in the name of Jesus. Those that are connected to us, have mercy. Hallelujah. Mercy, mercy, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us and cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let the blood of Jesus, Gloria, my son, cleanse our atmosphere. The blood of Jesus clear the airwaves, the cyberspace, the networks. Hallelujah, the blood. We release the blood of Jesus upon our children. The blood of Jesus upon our spouses. The blood of Jesus upon our grandchildren. Oh, release the blood of Jesus, oh God, upon our nieces and our nephews and our siblings, oh God. The blood of Jesus. We soak our homes in the blood of Jesus. We soak our transportation in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the precious blood of Jesus. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, we put the armor on our spouses and on our children and on our nieces and our nephews, our grandchildren, in the name of Jesus, on ourselves, in the name of Jesus. Upon our siblings, the armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for your armor, O God. In the name of Jesus, we put on your robe of righteousness. Oh, we are a royal diadem in the hand of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for a fresh oil. We thank you for a fresh anointing this morning, this Sabbath anointing. in the name of Jesus. Let it rest upon each and every one of us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Rest upon our spouses, our children, oh grandchildren. Lord, this Sabbath anointing, the Sabbath blessing, the breakthroughs, oh God, in the name of Jesus. There's nothing too hard for you, oh God. You are God from the beginning and to the end, you for eternity to eternity. Father, help us in our walk with you. We are dependent on you in the name of Jesus. Hover over every dark area of our lives and let your light begin to shine. We pray, Lord, for divine angelic protection. Be with us, guiding us and protecting us throughout this day. In the name of Jesus, we cancel every work of darkness, seen and unseen, known and unknown, and superimpose God's plan and purpose for our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Father, as we come to this word this morning, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. Hallelujah. I hide behind the cross. All of you, Jesus, and none of me. Let your word come forth. Hallelujah. In the power, in the anointing of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, O God. We praise your name. You are worthy, O God. You are worthy, O God. You are worthy, O God. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Jesus. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Luke 10:38-42. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. Came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken from her." Hallelujah. Father, Martha and Mary, I heard the Spirit of the Lord, saying this morning as we're worshiping, have you chosen the better part? Have you chosen, like Mary, the better part? In other words, are you spending time at the feet of Jesus? What does it mean to spend time soaking in his presence? Reading the word, studying the word, learning the word, walking the word, and not just doing it, but have a passion to do it. You see, when you sit at the better part, your life becomes better, because then you will know the will of God for our lives when we sit at the better part. Amen, in the name of Jesus. So many times, and many of us, and many including myself, hallelujah, I don't want you to feel that you're in a place of loneliness, a place of you are, God has called you and separated you. He's called us to step, and he separated us so we can keep our focus on him. Hallelujah. Amen. So he wants you one-on-one. Not just when we come to the prayer line is cooperatively, but by yourself, one-on-one. So he can impart into you, speak to you, and don't be in a hurry when you're in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, there's a divine elevation for you in the spirit realm. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's a sacrifice. It is a sacrifice to choose a better part. Because the other part is what you're working, you're using physical, you're cleaning, you're doing this. But when it comes to the spiritual stuff, it's a little different. Because it carries a weight. The glory of God is not weightless. It is heavy. Hallelujah. It is heavy. So there's a weight. Hallelujah. But the weight of glory resting upon you, knowing what it is to do what is right in his sight, because you have sat at the feet of Jesus. The church, we visit in churches having programs. Many pastors, believe it or not, I'm telling you, especially in this country, they don't even pray. They don't pray. Some of them do not pray. They just go sermon after sermon, but do not take the time to pray and to study. Some of them have not opened a book for years. But to sit at the better part, we have to have that passion. We have to have that desire. Nobody will force you there. But you have to want to receive the better part. It has to do with you wanting. It is available to each and every one of us. What are you choosing? Are you choosing the better part? You see physical and you see spiritual. What are you choosing? Father, we thank you this morning. We have the unction, every one of us. We are choosing in the name of Jesus the better part. And we sit at your feet and we hear from you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for giving us the courage to choose the better part. Thank you, Lord, in spite of the noises that we get on you, oh God, and learn of you. We bless your name. Bless each and every one, those that are sick. Lord, heal. in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, refresh everyone this morning, oh God. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we call for a refreshing in the name of Jesus. Oria Masandria, refresh our spirit. Refresh our souls and our minds. Refresh us, oh God. Empower us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, this morning I pray for each and every one. We release the Sabbath blessing upon each and every one this morning. We pray for an overflow oil, the anointing of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus to permeate our lives and atmosphere. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Father God, we lift up the offering. We ask you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to breathe on it. Turn it from the natural to the supernatural. In the name of Jesus, and let your name be glorified. Let your name be honored, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for fruitfulness. For though, Father God, fruitfulness, 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 oh God, bless all the works of the hand. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Everyone, please get your Holy Communion so we can take the Holy Sacrament this morning in the name of Jesus, and I won't keep you longer. Then we're closed. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name.
My mind to you.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, we pray, we ask you, Lord, to bless the Holy Sacrament, oh God. First of all, we come to thy throne of grace. We want you to have, we pray for mercy again. We do not want any sickness or illness to come on our bodies, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we ask you to search our heart. And there is anything in us, oh God, uprooted in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that you take everything in us that is not of you and help us to walk with you in Jesus' name. Bless the Holy Communion. Turn it from the natural to the supernatural. Receive all the unlimited benefits and breakthroughs in the Holy Communion. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I hear the word fruitfulness, oh God. The divine fruitfulness. Father God, divine fruitfulness in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you that as you take us to the valley of Eshkol, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, where the fruits are there, Lord, their beauty, oh God, there's an overflow of blessings. And you are that oasis in the valley. You are that lily of the valley. Oh, Father God, we eat the grapes. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, so I decree and declare fruitfulness upon each and every one this morning. Multiplication, blessing the work of their hands and their children and grandchildren and families and those that are connected to them, oh God. We pray for testimonies to come forth in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. For I receive from the Lord what I also pass unto you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may partake of your bread or your crackers that represents the body of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. In the same manner after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake of your water and your juice that represents Jesus. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. For whoever eats the bread or drink the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine himself before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. For those who eat and drink with out discerning the Lord's body, eat and drink damnation unto themselves. That is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. But if we will be more discerning with regard to ourselves, we will not come under such judgment. Nevertheless, when we are judged in this way by the Lord, we are being discipline so that we'll not be finally condemned with the world. So then, my brothers and sisters, when you gather to eat, you should all eat together. Anyone who is hungry should eat something at home so that when you meet together, it may not result in judgment. And when I come, I will give further directions. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning for the Holy Sacrament. We thank you, O God, for the benefits of the Holy Sacrament in the name of Jesus. We bless you, O God. Honor you. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, thank you for breakthrough. Thank you for restoration. Hallelujah. Thank you for multiplication in every area of our life, for fruitfulness. Let your word come forth in the name of Jesus. Glorify yourself in our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Your strength is made perfect in our weakness. Strengthen us. Give us wisdom in the name of Jesus, godly wisdom. Father, we thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless each and every one of you this morning. Have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed Sabbath day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you.